pressed about comments from Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, who said he had seen nothing to substantiate the president's claims that the FBI planted a spy in his 2016 campaign. Meanwhile, a conservative organization called Republicans for the Rule of Law is running ads on Fox and MSNBC starting today featuring conservative lawmakers urging President Trump to let Robert Mueller's team complete its work. And an email from the group cites a recent poll from Quinnipiac University that says 59% of Republican voters agree that Mueller should be allowed to finish that job. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Right to Try Act, as it's called, is now the law of the land as President Trump signed that measure yesterday. It aims to give hope to dying patients. At a White House ceremony, President Trump said the bill does allow terminally ill patients to seek experimental and potentially life-saving treatments that have not been fully cleared by the FDA. Right-to-try laws do already exist in over three dozen states. Critics of those laws say they weaken the FDA and could lead to the abuse of risky medications that have not been fully tested. Walmart is now going to help its workers pay for college. The nation's largest private employer announcing that it's going to start subsidizing tuition costs at least three schools. To start, it would be the University of Florida, Brandman University in California, and Bellevue University in Nebraska. The retail giant hoping the program will help it retain some of its workers, and it estimates as many as 68,000 of its workers could be eligible. And the Stanley Cup Finals, all even at a game apiece. Alex Ovechkin scoring the go-ahead goal in the second period, and the Washington Caps did hold on to edge the Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 2 in Las Vegas last night. The finals now shift to D.C. for Game 3 Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 8:07 time for Home Chamber Radio weather. It's 64 degrees right now, light rain in the area, 50% chance of precipitation at the moment. Today is the last day of May. What happened to that month? Areas of patchy fog early, considerable cloudiness, and occasional rain showers this afternoon. A high of only 73, winds light and variable, chance of rain 50%. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, 63 will be the low, winds light and variable, chance of rain 80%. Cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day, high 87, winds light and variable, chance of rain 40%. Community day, thunderstorms, potential heavy rainfall, 79, chance of rain, yikes, 90%, and winds light and variable. And showers likely, thunderstorms during the evening on Saturday night. Cloudy and a slight chance of a rain shower on the 3rd, high of 67. I thought we were getting into summer. We're going back into spring. Monday, overcast rain showers at times and a high of 59. Winds light and variable. Now we're getting into late winter. Partly cloudy on Tuesday. Skies during the morning hours will give way to cloudy skies. Rain in the afternoon, 66. Chance of rain, 70%. My, that doesn't look like fun weather, does it? Temperatures in the area. 64 in Raritan, 62 in Kingwood, 63 in Lambertville, 63 in York, 66 in Highbridge, 66 in Tewksbury, 64 in Asbury. Good morning, Hunterdon, from Chimer Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
From the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, or where, not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. There's a reason. There's always a reason why I play the music that I play. It usually has to do with something about today, a birthday, a celebration, an observance. We're back. It is Thursday. I'm really sorry about the weather, folks. That is the one thing I can't control about the show. You're going to have to make the best of it. We have to get the traffic, find out what is going on your Hunterdon County roads. Of course, I do that with a little help from HART. So you can register with HART as well and find out about the local county, state, and interstate roads. You'll get it via email. You just register with them, and then you figure out which roads you would like to learn about to make sure that you can make your way to your work or home in a timely fashion. You would have learned that there was low-lying areas of fog this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. At 7:13 this morning, the Old Wick White House exit 24 at 78 eastbound had volume congestion. Pittstown Road at Ray Street, Union Township delays due to construction going on over there at 7:45 this morning. And 78 eastbound exit 16, Clinton, delays back through exit 12 due to a motor vehicle accident as of 8 minutes ago. We'll keep you updated. Drive safe, sound smart, register with HART to make sure that you are informed about your commute.
Pressed about comments from Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, who said he had seen nothing to substantiate the president's claims that the FBI planted a spy in his 2016 campaign. Meanwhile, a conservative organization called Republicans for the Rule of Law is running ads on Fox and MSNBC starting today featuring conservative lawmakers urging President Trump to let Robert Mueller's team complete its work. And an email from the group cites a recent poll from Quinnipiac University that says 59% of Republican voters agree that Mueller should be allowed to finish that job. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Right to Try Act, as it's called, is now the law of the land as President Trump signed that measure yesterday. It aims to give hope to dying patients. At a White House ceremony, President Trump said the bill does allow terminally ill patients to seek experimental and potentially life-saving treatments that have not been fully cleared by the FDA. Right to Try laws do already exist in over three dozen states. Critics of those laws say they weaken the FDA and could lead to the abuse of risky medications that have not been fully tested. Walmart is now going to help its workers pay for college. The nation's largest private employer announcing that it's going to start subsidizing tuition costs at least three schools. To start, it would be the University of Florida, Brandman University in California, and Bellevue University in Nebraska. The retail giant hoping the program will help it retain some of its workers, and it estimates as many as 68,000 of its workers could be eligible. And the Stanley Cup Finals, all even at a game apiece. Alex Ovechkin scoring the go-ahead goal in the second period, and the Washington Caps did hold on to edge the Golden Knights 3-2 in Game 2 in Las Vegas last night. The finals now shift to D.C. for Game 3 Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamira Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
It is 8:07 time for Home Chamber Radio. Weather, it's 64 degrees right now, light rain in the area, 50% chance of precipitation at the moment. Today is the last day of May. What happened to that month? Areas of patchy fog early, considerable cloudiness and occasional rain showers this afternoon, a high of only 73, winds light and variable, chance of rain 50%. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, 63 will be the low, winds light and variable, chance of rain 80%. Cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day, high 87, winds light and variable, chance of rain 40%. Community day, thunderstorms, potential heavy rainfall, 79, chance of rain, yikes, 90%, and winds light and variable. And showers likely, thunderstorms during the evening on Saturday night. Cloudy and a slight chance of a rain shower on the 3rd, high of 67. Thought we were getting into summer. We're going back into spring. Monday, overcast rain showers at times and a high of 59. Winds light and variable. Now we're getting into late winter. Partly cloudy on Tuesday. Skies during the morning hours will give way to cloudy skies. Rain in the afternoon, 66. Chance of rain, 70%. My, that doesn't look like fun weather, does it? Temperatures in the area. 64 in Raritan, 62 in Kingwood, 63 in Lambertville, 63 in York, 66 in Highbridge, 66 in Tewksbury, 64 in Asbury. Good morning, Hunterdon, from Chamber Radio Weather.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna
Good morning, Hunterman. Big C here coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, running your errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire or where, not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation produced by a Chamber of Commerce. And we're all about Hunterman County, New Jersey. Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love. There's a reason. There's always a reason why I play the music that I play. It usually has to do with something about today, a birthday, a celebration, an observance. We're back. It is Thursday. I'm really sorry about the weather, folks. That is the one thing I can't control about the show. You're going to have to make the best of it. We have to get to traffic, find out what is going on your Hunter County roads. Of course, I do that with a little help from Hart. So you can register with Hart as well and find out about the local county, state, and interstate roads. You'll get it via email. You just register with them, and then you figure out which roads you would like to learn about to make sure that you can make your way to your work or home in a timely fashion. You would have learned that there was low-lying areas of fog this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning. At 7:13 this morning, the Old Wick White House exit 24 at 78 eastbound had volume congestion. Pittstown Road at Race Street, Union Township delays due to construction going on over there at 7:45 this morning. And 78 eastbound exit 16, Clinton, delays back to exit 12 due to a motor vehicle accident as of 8 minutes ago. We'll keep you updated. Drive safe, sound smart, register with Hart to make sure that you are informed about your commute. Good morning, Hunterdon, Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. So what is on HuntingChamber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. Sounds like a broken record, doesn't it? Well, with that in mind, let's find out what else we're all about. I have Michelle Heide back. She's available today. We'll talk with her about the markets, find out what's going to happen on the last day of May. Going into June, should you sell in May and go away, or should you stay in the game and see whether you can make money for the rest of the year according to the markets and market forecasts? We'll keep you updated. At 8:40, we talk with Joe Peters. Joe gives us insight into the economy, the real estate, all the things that are happening in regard to Hunterdon County with regard to those two items. Joe has a show on Tuesdays, talks about just that and more, a lot of detail in what Joe provides. Very thorough in his research, so we always like to get a little peek into what he's talking about to give people understanding about their financial future. After that, we have the rest of the eclectic mix of news, trivia, history, sports, all that going on for the rest of the show. Legends of Success is on from 10 to 11, a show that talks about the captains of industry, how they achieved what they did, the philosophies, the vision, the pitfalls. Yes, they do have pitfalls. They don't always strike it successfully from the outset. They learn from their challenges and their mistakes, and they adapt and get better. So Legends of Success is on from 10 to 11. The Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winbury is on 11 to 12. Jim and Jennifer talk about all the materials at the library, plus the events, the concerts, the clubs, all the things that happen at the county complex and the local branches. Taking Care of Business, Mr. Jim Gonneau is on from noon to 1. And Jim wants to know who the heck greenlighted that shooter game, and I mean it's been taken down now, but wow, Who thought that was a good idea? So Jim would like to learn all about that, and he actually does know it, but he's providing that information to you. He's got other things that he talks about. Jim basically wears his business on his sleeve, is the way I talk about it. He gives you pretty much a day-to-day, a blow-by-blow about how his business is running at Crown Trophy of Flemington, and make sure that you understand it and learn from it, just like he is. He'll also be talking about 6 traits of good customer testimonial and why local content marketing is more important than ever. And he'll have 7 signs that your client will never pay their invoice. It's Thursday, and it's his birthday. So stay with Jim and wish him a happy birthday at noon on Taking Care of Business. After that, it's the Watchdog on Wall Street. Chris Markowski talks for 3 hours about what's happening on the markets, the investments, all that happening from 1 to 3, the cheats, the scams. Stay away from all that. Invest wisely. And that's why we have those shows on, to help you with that. Hunter and Living is on from 4 to 5, helping you understand all about the world of Hunterdon County from all different aspects and perspectives. And we finish it up with Knock Knock Who's There. It's Judith Hendrick from Wydell Realtors. She wants to help you understand all the answers to the questions that you have about real estate, commercial and residential, in Hunterdon County. And she brings on great folks to give you the entire vision and picture. Of course, you knew all that. It's all there on the Hunter's Instagram website, mobile website, Google Play, and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and Twitter handle Hunter Radio. All the ways to learn about this do and interact with Hunter Chamber Radio.com, WHCRDB, the voice of business. We'll be right back.
You need cool air, baby. I'm not cool air. I'm going to send you back to school, way down inside.
You're listening to WHCRDB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi and Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
All right, welcome back to Good Morning Hunterdon on WHCRDB. This is the Five Royals helping me with BrandonLocks.com celebration of services for the month, week, and day. It's Ultraviolet Awareness Month. A little hard to do that. It's actually still there with the clouds, but it's a perception that we don't take for lately. Women's Healthcare Month. Worldwide Homeschooling Awareness Month. Young Achievers of Tomorrow Month. The National Family Month. Well, on Saturday to Community Day and bring your family out there. American Wetlands Month, APS Awareness Month, Arthritis Awareness Month, Aromanth Month, Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, Asthma Awareness Month, Awareness of Medical Orphans Month, Better Hearing and Speech Month, Border Personality Disorder Month. We've got lots of mental health folks on our programs to help you with that. Mental Health Matters, La Salud Mental Importa, and Counselor Chat. Brain Tumor Awareness Month, Hunterdon Medical Center on the air, talks about all that. Building Safety Month, we've got the Home Sweet Home guys tomorrow to help you with that. And Celiac Awareness Month, again, we have medical folks to help get you that information. Great American Brass Band Week starts today. It's Black Single Parents Week. And National Tire Safety Week. Please get your tires checked before you go on vacation. Week of Solidarity with People of Non-Self-Governing Territories finishes up today. And that is that. Moving on to today specifically, it is World MS Multiple Sclerosis Day, World No Tobacco Day, Necrotizing Fasciitis Awareness Day, Save Your Hearing Day, and it is What You Think Upon Grows Day. That's that power of positive thinking. If you really want something, you have to continue to think and dwell upon it in a positive manner. And somehow, subconsciously, and with a little positive help from the world, all that goes in the right direction. It's pretty cool. Give it a shot. Can't lose anything by doing it. But if you're going to be negative about it, guaranteed it ain't going to happen. So positive thinking, grow, and then it'll grow in your midst. That is BrandonLocks.com celebrations and observances for the month, week, and day, and the Five Royals. Pick something and get involved. Moving on to a little vitamin C. Well, vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and it focuses on our Clinton Rescue Squad, and they get a new heavy truck, heavy rescue truck, published on the 28th in the Hunterdon County section of the on a community bulletin. The Clinton First Aid and Rescue Squad took delivery of their custom-built 2018 Pierce Velocity heavy-duty rescue truck in May. I feel like Tim Allen is supposed to start grunting behind me. After switching over the equipment in the truck, designated as Heavy Rescue 455, it was placed into service during Memorial Day weekend. the truck ordered last year responded to its first call at 8 a.m. on Friday. A fatal crash involving a box truck and a garbage truck on Route 31 in Glen Gardner. The truck is 26 feet in length and 11 feet and 1 inch tall. It has a walk-in heavy-duty rescue body, and its enclosed cab can seat up to 6 personnel, including the driver. It carries a breathing air cascade system with booster pump for refilling air-packed bottles on scene. There is a compartment on the extended front bumper that has Holmatro hydraulic rescue tools and built-in hose reels in it. Fire and Safety Services LTD out of South Plainfield was the dealer that handled the sale of that truck. Clinton is part of the Huntington County Technical Rescue Task Force, which is a joint effort between Clinton First Aid and Rescue Squad Flemington, Raritan First Aid and Rescue Squad White House Squad, Quakertown Fire Department, and the Huntington County Division of Emergency Management. Some of the equipment on this truck include a 35-kilowatt Onan PTO-driven generator, 2 Wilbert light towers, Hercules 30-gallon self-contained CAFS, a Whelan emergency lighting package, Paratec rescue struts, Paratec raker system, Paratec aluminum whaler system, portable scene lighting, Holmatro rescue tools, plasma cutter, Petrogen cutting torch, high and low angle rope rescue equipment, monopod, bipod, and tripod systems, power cable reels, and rescue ropes and slings. Sounds like we're getting their money's worth out of that. And I'm sure it will serve us well. Huntington County is getting further and further prepared for those emergencies. Thank you, Clinton, for taking care of that. There you go. Feel a little safer today. Vitamin C for today. Birthdays for our old disc jockey Almanac for May 31st, 2018. Teen Mom actress and Adam Kay actress. Farrah Laurel Abraham is 27. Singer and actress of Broadway's Hamilton, Philippa Sue is 28. Mr. Mercedes, Justine Lupe is 29. Meredith Hagner is 31 from Veep. The Parenthood, Curtis Williams, 31. Degrassi, Next Generation, Melissa McIntyre is 32. Justine Katsonis is 33 from Sneaky Pete. Legend actor Richard Riddell is 34. Uncle Drew, Nate Robinson is 34. From Broken, Zaina Marjanovic is 35. The Virgin Suicides, Jonathan Tucker, 36. Lee Madaub is 36 from Supernatural. Fallout Boy drummer Andy Hurley is 38. Actor in Gran Torino, Christopher Carley is 40. Dumb and Dumber, Eric Christian Olsen is 41. From The Lobster, Colin Farrell is 42. Merle Dandridge is 43 from Sons of Anarchy. American Beauty, Ara Cell is 44. The Good Wife, Archie Panjabi, is 46. Los Angeles Dodgers manager Dave Roberts is 46. Calendar Girls, Allison Pargetter, is 47. 50th birthday of Andrew T. Lee from This Is Us. Television producer Phil Kogan is 51 from The Amazing Race, or producer of The Amazing Race. Grace and Frankie, Fred Mancuso, is 51. Model and commercial spokesperson. Brooke Shields is 53. Run DMC musician. DMC McDaniels is 54. Singer and actor in Flashpoint, Hugh Dillon, is 55. Any Day to Die Hard, Sebastian Koch, is 56. Singer of Sunglasses at Night, Corey Hart, is 56. Carolina in the City, Leah Thompson's 57. TV producer and host of The Millionaire Matchmaker, That is Patty Stanger. Casualties of War, Don Harvey's 58. Mad About You. Tommy Hinckley is 58. Writer, actor of Cabin Boy, Chris Elliott's 58. Roma Mafia is 60 from Disclosure. Homicide, Life on the Street. Kyle Secor is 61. Curb Your Enthusiasm. Susie Essman is 63. Frost and Nixon actor. Keith McKechnie is 63. Catherine McGugan, 66, from The Girl Next Door, One Life to Live. Jack Gilpin is 67. Trapper John, M.D. Gregory Harrison is 68. From Platoon, Tom Berenger is 69. Stephen Kampman, 71, from Stealing Home. Sharon Gless is 75, from Cagney and Lacey. Joe Namath, Pro Football Hall of Famer, turned 75 today. Former Sir Douglas Quintet and Texas Tornadoes keyboardist Augie Myers is 78. Peter Yarrow is 80, from Peter, Paul, and Mary. The Honkers. Joan Huntington is 84. And Rawhide, Clint Eastwood. Hey, punk. Hammer 88 today. That was our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. We'll be right back with Michelle Heide. You can use your sunglasses anytime. Doesn't seem to be helping with the clouds and the rain, but we'll see what happens. We'll be right back with Michelle Heide in just a moment.
Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Chilling audio from a cell phone video that shows the suspected high school shooter in Parkland, Florida, bragging about his plans for the attack before he carries them out.
My name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018.
Prosecutors releasing the videos that were recorded before the Valentine's Day massacre that left 17 people dead. In one of the videos, Cruz says he was hoping to kill at least 20 people.
Location is Stone Douglas in Parkland, Florida.
U.S. and North Korean officials meeting again today to discuss a possible summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had dinner last night with a top-ranking North Korean official in New York City. They're to meet again today to talk about the plans to resurrect what was a June 12th summit. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Wait.
All right, we got her back. It's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide & Associates. And she is on the line to talk about the last day of May, Michelle. What happened?
Yes, yeah, I still can't believe it's the last day of May. But anyway, So far, the month of May is looking to be looking pretty good. Actually, all the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ are on track to post their best monthly gain since January. Okay. With the NASDAQ leading the way up about 5.6%. So we'll see where we go today. Right now, the futures are relatively flat. I mean, Tuesday we had a down day, mostly based upon Morgan Stanley affecting the overall banking sector. But then yesterday we made much of that back. Mm-hmm. And so for this morning, like I said, we're relatively flat. You know, by now I'm sure everyone's heard that the U.S. has announced that we're likely to impose the steel and aluminum tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and the EU. If you recall, earlier this year, they were all granted an exemption, but that's set to expire tomorrow. So it looks like, you know, people are preparing for that. And I also saw some commentary that Trump is looking to, quote unquote, ban luxury German car makers from, he doesn't want the luxury Mercedes-Benz driving down Fifth Avenue in New York. I don't know how far that's actually going to go. But anyway, that obviously was affecting the car companies located in Germany.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. speaking of cars, actually, I know Berkshire Hathaway's Warren Buffett was chatting with Uber's CEO about a possible investment. No investment has been made, but Uber says that their company is currently on track for putting out their IPO next year. It looks like, according to their balance sheet, things are looking pretty strong, and unless something significant changes, their plan is to put out their IPO next year.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what else? Same thing along the line of cars. General Motors shares were up about 8% in pre-market trading. SoftBank announced that they were investing $2.25 billion in GM's self-driving vehicles. I guess they now have a unit called GM Cruise Holdings. You know, so that was seen as a positive there. So they're continuing, obviously, to put money into the self-driving vehicles. And then let's see if we shift gears, over to retail. Sears came out with their earnings this morning, and their loss widened in the first quarter. Sales dropped by about 30%. They also announced that they've identified 100 stores that are not profitable, and their plan is to start closing 72 of them at this stage. You know, so they're still trying to find their way out there.
Wow.
You know, as you and I have talked about, between Sears, JCPenney, you know, some of the older retail establishments, you know, still having some struggles out there.
Yep.
Let's see. Challenger report came out this morning. They're the company that talks about the anticipated planned job cuts that are expected. And so based upon the survey to all of the large companies and small companies out there, companies are looking to cut 31,517 jobs in May, which is down 13% from the prior month, but all in all about 6% higher than this time last year, with the most affected sector being retail. And it sounds like retail was quite a bit above the next two sectors planning job cuts, which are healthcare and consumer goods. So pretty interesting. And then I have to just pick on Bill Gross for a moment, because even if you're not an investor, you've probably heard the name Bill Gross before. He was famous for his PIMCO bond fund, but then ended up moving over to Janus a couple years ago at this point. But, of course, there was a big headline that he had his worst day ever on Tuesday. His global unconstrained bond fund was down 3%. Mostly due to the bond market volatility really kicking into high gear based upon some of the geopolitical concerns over in Italy. And his fund is down just under 6% year to date. So, you know, and as you and I have talked about, you know, bond funds, just because they're investing in bonds doesn't mean that they're going to be stable and safe. If you're looking at individual bonds, that's a whole different story. Obviously, there's other things to consider there. But for bond funds, especially unconstrained bond funds, when they came out with that term, I always thought it was interesting. It's like unconstrained. It means they can just run out and do whatever they want, which is essentially the case, is that they're not limited to just certain types of bonds or certain sectors or certain durations, those types of things. You know, so for a couple of years, the fund companies were touting, oh, definitely invest in the unconstrained. That way we're not limited to just being, you know, put into a certain category. But again, under certain conditions, obviously, they can be a little bit more volatile on a short-term basis than other types of fixed income investments that are out there. So it sounded like Bill Gross declined to comment, which is not surprising. But, you know, again, not only does the stock market have some volatility, the bond market, especially in a rising interest rate environment, and especially when there's geopolitical concerns, you know, even the international global bonds can be affected as well.
Yep.
Although it does sound like this morning, Italy, some of the concerns over there have eased a little bit, because there's some fresh talks happening this morning in terms of their political environment. So not that that's taken off the table completely, but at least for today, It sounds like they're talking again and figuring out where to go from here. So all of that said, again, it looks like the U.S. markets are going to be opening relatively flat. Mm-hmm. And we'll see what happens throughout the day to see if we do indeed end up having the best month since January. Mm-hmm. And then when you and I talk at the end of June, we'll see if the old adage of sell in May and go away was something that would have been good or not so good.
Well, we get until September, right? That's the
Well, that's true, yeah.
That's the theory anyway.
Right.
All right, I'm going to piggyback on some of your commentary here. So the first one is... I didn't know that. Did you know that Oktoberfest is moving in Germany?
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's moving to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, because that's where Mercedes is made.
Oh.
So,
oh, that's funny.
yeah, Mercedes-Benz for the United States, the GLE SUV, GLS SUV, and C-Class for North American mm-hmm. markets is Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Wow. You know, I thought so. And so when I, like I said, when I came across that headline, I'm like, you know, check out the facts before you make statements like that.
Right, right. In addition to that, the BMW is made in South Carolina. And Volkswagen is made in, the Passat is made in Tennessee, Chattanooga,
Very
Tennessee.
Cool.
And,
okay.
All right, we already got that one. There you go. Jumping
cool.
on to Mr. Gross, you and I talked already. The fact is that the bond market is a place that you invest in a defensive position. There are two things that go against that. The first one... is we've done 10 years of the government artificially playing with the bond market, and that hasn't unwound yet. So all that stuff with the yields, we don't know where that's going to eventually find its equilibrium.
Mm-hmm. You know?
So I wouldn't touch that for years until we've
right.
gotten... So I don't know why Mr. Gross is, I mean, you know, it's his business, right? He's got
right,
to
right,
promote
right.
his gig, so I get it. But, wow.
Nope, exactly.
So that was that one, and I think that was covering everything we talked about today. But I'm sure there was some other stuff you threw at me, but.
I'll throw one more thing out there, because
okay.
I had dinner last night with one of my sisters and one of my friends from childhood, and she's like, before we get started, my husband just had one quick business question. He was on the golf course, and there's a financial advisor that's constantly touting, you know, all these hot stock tips, and I just started laughing. And she said, you know, she's like, well, he wanted me to ask your opinion on such and such, so I wrote the ticker symbol down, and I said to her, I said, buyer beware, if someone's touting a stock tip, you want to find out what type of position his company has in that stock.
Right.
You know, what type of personal position the person that's touting it has.
Yep.
And where, you know, where they're getting their information, especially in this case, it's a biotech company, and mm-hmm. it sounds like it's one of the more thinly traded companies. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet this morning, but I'm like, gee, I haven't heard about hot stock tips in a while.
Yeah.
So thanks for giving me the laugh there.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Yep. And usually when I get those cold calls, I ask them, the person who's asking me, I said, what's your portfolio look like?
Mm-hmm.
If you're making a money, I'm with you.
Right.
Was it. Warren Buffett. He wanted to invest $3 billion in Uber.
Wow.
That's what they reported anyway. So,
right. Yeah.
So I heard, at least I read the article that said that was... dead. That was like something that was talked about a while ago, but
right.
you know, that doesn't mean that, you know, people don't come knocking later on when they're ready.
Right, exactly.
Very cool, Michelle.
Boy.
As usual,
right.
appreciate it. We'll see you in June.
All right, sounds good.
All right, take care. Have a great
one. Have a great day.
Bye bye. Michelle Heide from Patton Heide Associates Financial Advisory Practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Inc. Joe and Michelle and Tony, very supportive of 100 Chamber of Commerce. And thehuntingchamberradio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment.
Yeah. One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you...
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Thursday, and on Thursdays we chat with Mr. Joe Peters of Coldwell Bank, who's got a finger on the pulse of real estate, and really more than that, Joe. I always admire the fact that you've got a vision of the economy and how the economy affects real estate, and real estate affects the economy. And so that's why I love talking with you about that.
It's all tied together. I mean, if you read this week where Hunterdon County reduced taxes or budget by almost $1 million, I tip my hat to them, but there's a reason.
Yeah.
It's rolling downhill, and I did the class of 2016 for the Hunterdon Leadership Hunter, and you did it years before.
Yeah.
And we got to talk to a lot of the people, and I discovered at that point in time that we were losing about 1.5% of our population each year. And that's sort of natural. I think the reason at that point was people just weren't moving as far to the west as they used to. So when we bumped into the natural attrition, which would be deaths or divorce or empty nesters moving out, we weren't getting a lot of people moving back in. But since then, it's been compounded by the fact that the death rate is now higher than the birth rate for the first time ever in Hunterdon County. And I think the problem we first saw has gotten exacerbated, if I'm pronouncing that word right. It's just gotten worse.
Mm-hmm.
We're not seeing people want to live this far out. Now, the people that live here don't understand it because it's a great place to live.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why wouldn't somebody want to live here? And I feel the same way because this is where I want to live. I made it my home 20 years ago, and Marilyn and I are now looking for 55-plus developments, and we'd really like to find a place in Hunterdon County to stay. But it's the people that would be coming here that aren't coming here any longer. And I onboard maybe 4 to 6 sets of people each year into Hunterdon County and Somerset County to some extent. And that is slacking off a little. What I just did, I've just completed a migration from Long Island City into the Warren Township area. Pretty high-end IT executive bought in the high sevens, very close to 800K, uh-huh. and moved out of Long Island City and moved. She had grown up in Branchburg, but didn't want to move that far out because she had to go back to Secaucus, which is where her job base is. And her husband's company is in New York. And although they may migrate some of that to where they live, as far comfortable as she was willing to move was exit 33, in between 33 and 36 on 78, which is the Warren Township area.
Right.
And we actually talked about looking in at least Branchburg, where her dad lives, and she just discounted it. It was too far to commute. They're just not willing to commute that far anymore. And we were willing to commute. Most people in my generation commuted an hour, hour and a quarter. That was normal. I went to New York for 23 years on a train, got to 7:17 in the morning and got to the 7 o'clock p.m. one back at night, so I'd miss rush hour on both ends. But people aren't willing to do that or can't do that from Hunterdon County, and it's taking its effect. Still a great place to live, still a vibrant economy. If you just look at some of the retail in the form of restaurants and hotels that is going up, it's good news, and we're still selling houses like crazy, but we're not bringing people into the county the way we used to. In place of that, and I'm just reading an article that was published this week about, and it's on my site. It was this morning's blog post. If you go to jpeters.com, you'll see I posted about the urban changes, and you can actually clip on a heat map and see what town has changed by what percentage. But I can say pretty uniformly most towns in Hunterdon County have gone down, and all of the ones on western Somerset County are seeing this effect. In effect, people used to move the Route 31 plus a mile or so and be comfortable getting back to New York. Now they don't want to go past 287, and that's 15 miles over. So it's a big change. And the reasons are a couple, and that is, and we're looking at our largest buying group right now are the older millennials. They're around 35, 36, 37. That's exactly where this couple was, or still is. And they're thinking, I need to get via mass transportation back to work within a half hour, better if possible. And we just don't offer that.
Right.
And secondly, they're looking for walkability scores where they can get a Starbucks on the way home. We don't offer that except in one or two locations, and you're not walking if you get it. And they're also looking for urban things to do. And although we have a lot of great weekend things to do, and Marilyn and I keep ourselves occupied with both chambers of commerce, who went through a great thing last night, and in Somerset County for Diana, who was retiring from that chamber, well attended, but you know, it's not what the younger folks are looking to do. They're looking for a little more nightlife. And if you want nightlife, you're not in the right spot for it in Hunterdon or Somerset. Although we're seeing in Somerset, well, we hope to see in Flemington eventually, the town is coming back.
Right.
There's breweries coming in, just like we had the microbrewery at Lone Eagle. Mm-hmm. It's bringing people into the area. And the commute from there is a little bit better, but that's about as far as I'm seeing people want to go.
Right.
They're talking about a couple of counties that it said New Jersey's population grew by less than 1% since 2014. So in general, the state has a problem. It's not just us. And 2.4% since 2010, surpassing the 9 million last year.
Mystify Technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
And the weather for today is isolated showers between 7 and 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, low around 63. Tomorrow, Friday, we have a slight chance of a thunderstorm, high around 87. And finally, the summer season is here. We just skipped into summer right away. Spring is nowhere to be seen now. Friday night, we're going to have some thunderstorm before 2 a.m. and